for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE.
I have to tell you something. I don't think your mic is on.
Oh, really?
I don't hear Adam talking. I am through my mic.
I hear me.
There you go. Okay, good. Okay. I strangely don't hear it, but go ahead.
Okay, bud. 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, I don't sound great.
I don't hear it at all.
Dr. Drew, board certified
physician. That's
what
you asked for last night.
Addiction medicine specialist. What'd you ask for last night, Drew?
To not hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing some.
There we go.
I'm hearing some good feedback on my side too.
I'm good.
Oh, thank Christ, we don't do a real radio show where it's held up to the same scrutiny that other real radio.
Let's put it this way: would it be a surprise if we started and there was a technical problem? Should I keep quiet about it?
Yeah, Drew, come on, buddy. You got to be a pro. We'll fix that up in post. Just clean it up before we send it out to the affiliates.
So what's the phone number here anyway?
1-800-LOVE-191. Test. Okay, yeah, you're right. Something's bad, Anderson.
We're hearing Adam's voice back about, and my voice too, about a quarter of a second later in a fuzzy, obnoxious, annoying feedback.
Yeah.
Is your headset real loud?
Headset? What are headsets?
Your cans.
Cans?
Are they real loud?
Oh, my cans, because that's what we call them in radio.
Yeah, I'm afraid if cans. I call anything cans around you, you're going to think.
I'm going to get boner?
Yeah.
Both of you guys should look at Chris and just give him a hard look and hope something happens, because there's nothing I can do from this end.
Okay. I believe that. And you know what happens? I'm giving engineer Chris over here a hard look. You know what happens in radio frequently? I figured out. And I don't judge. I don't blame. People that know me know I don't judge. But it's like this. Like, you go to the engineer, what's going on? And they go, nut. The first reaction, I think they do it in like engineer training school, which is, all right, class, everybody, somebody just accused you of not having a setting right. And react. Huh? What? What is this? Nice improvising, Stu. That's a bit like a, first reaction is nothing. Second reaction is, if you follow up, is it's the same as it was. I haven't touched it. And then somewhere in the next 15 to 20 minutes, something is slid, a button is pushed or whatever.
Magically.
And then they're say, well, that was thing.
I like the usual
think,
reaction.
Buddy?
Wait, Adam.
You got something?
I'm going to
call the engineer. Okay. Call the engineer. All right.
Call an engineer.
Make it worse.
And the usual thing is taking the hands off the board.
It's yeah, like, I like that move. It's like so.
That's worse.
Now we're bad. Yeah, you did make it worse.
That's all I can do.
I heard me. Yeah, it's as if someone accused you of not driving correctly, so you just pulled your hands off the wheel. So be it.
Yeah.
You want me to climb into the back seat?
That's right.
I'll just put a cinder block on the accelerator and climb into the trunk of the car. Is that all right?
It's not me.
Not me. Hey, wait a minute. Is this better? A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Something's better, but I can't hear me too good now, but I'm not hearing my echo.
So it must be coming through your cans.
Test? Oh, a little bit.
I hear it, yeah.
All right, well, this is a fine time for me to talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
Guess where I'm heading tomorrow, Drew?
Las Vegas?
No, downtown.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Got to jury duty.
No.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Oh, I have.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Yeah. No, the next thing is they say that they will fire a shot above my head.
No,
the marshals will come to my house
said,
and one round. Warning shot.
We had this conversation. And
yes.
You were indignant that I went through with it and that you could pay your way out or something.
No. I have been blowing off jury duty for 21 years, essentially, in this city. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where they finally said, you got to start calling in. This is last time around. Yeah. And I was calling in, and I made it through the whole week, and then I called Thursday night, and they were like, yeah, you got to come in Friday. And I said, shine that noise. I didn't come in. And now they're like, if you don't come in tomorrow, we'll shoot at you. You know, maybe you're right, Drew. Maybe I should just F it.
It is.
Whatever the fine is, it's worth it, right? Yeah.
You can't imagine.
Oh, really? And look, let me
give you tons of great material, though, Adam. Endless material.
Look, there's a part of me that thinks, I need to work on some stuff. I'll go down there. I'll bring my notebook. I'll bring my headphones. I'll just sit there and try not to get hepatitis from the people next to me and write myself a great American novel or something.
Yeah, you can do
Maybe
that.
I'll get something done.
But you'll spend hours.
I'll be loaded for bear when I come back here. But the real problem is 7:45. And God knows how long the traffic is. I don't even know. Hey, here's the whole thing about this. Just getting random selected retards from your city to choose the fate of somebody. Is this the world's greatest plan? And by the way, You ever just stop guys on the street and ask them their opinion on anything?
No.
Three-quarters of them think, well, first off, you know, seven-eighths of the population believes in fairies. You know what I mean? They think there's angels watching them. They believe that they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The ones that don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ have a personal relationship with the mothership.
These
you
are
know
those
what I mean?
Gold dust moments.
Yes, these are the tards we need. Oh, no, absolutely. This is what we need. Really? Imagine, just close your eyes for a second. Imagine your fate being put in the hands of the idiots that we have to deal with, that you drive behind on the freeway every day. I'd put a bullet in my head. Then look, let's work the computer thing out. Holy mother of pearl, let's just work out that goddamn computer. Let's have professional jurors. Here's the deal. No criminal record. We need a Bennington ad worth of nationalities. Well, I mean, all different nationalities. We'll work out the nationality depending on whatever the city populace is.
Shouldn't they all be educated and smart?
No, okay, but listen to me. If the city is, 33% Hispanic, then we have 3.3 Mexicanos on the thing.
Yeah, right.
And a 2-point black and a Polynesian, and we get all worked out. And so it mirrors the city exactly. Whatever the percentage is, that's what it is. Okay, that's done. Then everybody has to have at least a 4-year degree. Maybe it's helpful if you got a little something in law. Maybe you watch Barnaby Jones or something. I don't know what helps. You have no criminal history and no felony arrest, no substance abuse problems. Pow, professional juror. We pay you. Yeah, you're like a school teacher. You give it like $43,000 a year. You get a weekend off every 6th week, and that's it.
Utopia.
We're done. Leave us alone. Don't hold your citizens hostage. And believe me, no great thrill for me to go see some guy who's got popped for trying to stab his old lady with a sprinkler key. I don't need to go.
I think it'll give you a education.
Okay. Now I'm thinking of how to get out of this immediately. And here's the first thing I'll say.
You can show up down there at any time in the morning and show up. There's a cafeteria downstairs. You go in there and go, oh, I got to reschedule. They're very good about that.
I don't want to reschedule. I want to go there and get out.
But
here's the thing. Here's my thing. I don't have God's law. I don't have the city's law. I just have my law.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to a guy who
drives by your own rules.
I drive through left turn red arrows all day long. I even get my car and go look for them and just drive in circles just to break the law. I don't care. If you tell me some guy's got a pot plant in his backyard, I don't give a rat's ass. I'll do nothing to him.
I will not do anything.
All right.
I had a woman stands up and goes, no speak English. And he goes, yeah, sit down.
Well, it's yeah. Los Angeles.
So then this judge is going on about, I need to know that you can stand by your opinion and you won't be persuaded by the group. If you're the only person in the group, I need to know for sure that you wouldn't be persuaded to follow the group just because they all felt differently than you if you had strong conviction to the contrary. And I went, excuse me, I can't tell you that. I don't know. I'm going to be sp-. He goes, do you mean to tell me? Look, you're persuading me right now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You're like putty, Drew. You're malleable, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, but
they told
look,
me to sit down and get the
computer. Let's just get the stupid. Let's just get the computer worked out. Let's get my lie detecting computer going.
Yeah.
Hooking the guy up. Did you do it? Didn't you do it? Pow. And really, they do that. Oh well, our system is so great. Yeah, OJ's got a 7 a.m. tea time tomorrow. Fine. The other guy, the other millionaire guy, hacked up his neighbor, put him in a hefty bag, and threw him in the river. He's in a foursome with OJ.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? So look, meanwhile, there's black guys on death row, and their only crime is having a gold tooth.
That's right.
Still, they should do some time for, but not be looking at
not
the gallows,
row,
not
no,
the
no.
chair. The point is,
not for the tooth.
The system's not so spectacular anyway. Yes, it is true. When people do this, they go, "Well, it's better than anything else." Yeah, okay. Look at Iraq. Yeah, they put you in a sack and throw you off a roof if you look at someone's rooster cross-eyed. Yeah, you know why our system is so great? It's not that our system's that great. It's that the country's our competition.
Low.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Those retards in those other countries, so it's like, well, it's Allah's will for us to crush you with a boulder. I mean, they're several thousand years off the pace, you know. So it's not really that we're that great. It's just they're that bad.
You need to go. I need you
all
to
right.
share my.
Mystery. I'm going, but I'm coming fired up.
Go late,
but I go to bed at 2:30.
Go at 8.
8?
Not 8:30.
I know, but you know what? The traffic. Oh, this goddamn city.
Leave at 8.
All right. All right, I'm fired up. All right, I'm pre-fired.
Yeah, pre-fired. Yeah. You should page me if you can't. I'll tell you. I'll walk you through where you need to go and stuff. Because that's the hardest part is finding the building and the
oh,
this
you know,
and that.
I mean, you know, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, Drew. It's going to turn into one of these movies. I'm going to come out. My car's going to be towed.
I'm going to go on some
sort of rampage where I go into City Hall. Next thing you know, cop tries to stop me. His gun goes off. Other cops start shooting at me. I pick his gun up and run. But, it's self-defense. Next thing you know, I'm barricaded in the mayor's office. I'm returning fire. And that's how I go. It's going to snowball into something horrendous.
You may just grab a gun and start firing just out of frustration. The whole experience. So. There we go. Here's Jen.
Jen?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're 27. What's up?
Well, I've been dating this guy for about a month and a half. And the sparks flew. You know, there was all a lot of fun, sexual tension, energy. And for some reason, he seemed to have liked getting... pleasure in public, and I thought, okay, it was just a whim, whatever. But the one night that I did stay with him, you know, I met all his friends and everybody else that's in his life, and, you know, when it came down to it, he told me that he wasn't ready to have sex with me.
Why?
And this has been going on for like a month and a half now, and he won't talk about why he won't. He just ends the conversation right there.
So how old is he?
Not quite. He's 29.
And you have had oral sex with him?
Yes, I performed for him.
Multiple times?
I would be able to count on one hand.
And then he's had you meet everyone in his life?
And all of his friends that he grew up with, and it was kind of like, okay.
Were they by his bedside? Was he dying? And hold on. First off, ask me if you've performed oral sex.
If you had oral sex with him?
Yes, I've performed... that asking Adam West at some sort of actor symposium.
I could count the number of times on my hand.
Yes, I have performed fellatio on said boyfriend. I could count the number of times on one hand, provided that one hand had 700 fingers. I'd like a caveat like that one time. All right, so what's up with Jen? Jen?
Yes.
Okay, so have to look at oral sex as a performance if you're doing it in public. It's like a Shakespeare in the Park or something, right?
Well, yeah, I would say it would have to be compatible to Shakespeare in the Park. Yeah, it by public, it's not like in a bathroom.
Let's just say Jen's not used to talking on the radio.
All right.
I think that's a good
one. And
point.
I am. Jen.
Yeah.
Where did you have oral sex with him?
It would be in a parking lot from...
Is Jen from France?
She's from...
Drinks mass quantities?
Yeah. Oh, Drew doing a warming over a cone head bit from the mid-70s. Hey, Jen.
Yes.
In a parking lot across from what?
Across from a venue in Chicago where we went and saw a show, concert.
Said venue?
I performed said fellatio on the victim, a rock and roll trio was scheduled at said venue. They were on at 0900, no, it'd be 0800. 1800 hours approximately when I performed said fellatio. The fellatio. I remember there was a van license plate that Alpha Bravo Foxtrot Charlie custom or vanity plate. Wow, Jen's like, what is Jen? Jen, are you in the military? Do you drive an ambulance? What do you do?
I'm a student at a culinary school, and I'm a head bartender at a bar.
Head bartender at a bar, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Said bar. All right, Jen. Our first impression with this guy would be, he's not that into this. He's not. He's afraid of what it's going to mean to you by sort of consummating things.
I don't like this guy.
Well, that's the first impulse.
And here's the other thing too. How long have you been dating him in hours, please?
I wouldn't count hours, but it would be approximately about 5 weeks.
Five or six weeks.
And what was the circumstance where you met all the friends? Was it just a party you guys were at, and it happened to be a place where lots of his friends were?
It was actually with a date, and we ended up going to one of his local bars, and he introduced me to all of his friends that we were meeting up.
What is it, like St. Elmo's Fire? He walks in, and everyone he went to high school with is hanging out at the bar?
I think Jen is making more of this.
Okay, Jen, here's the deal.
Okay.
Please listen to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry this may sound insulting, but it's important that you answer these questions. Do you have a big ass?
No, I do not.
Okay. Have you had difficulty dating in the past?
No, I haven't.
You guys are attracted to you?
Yes.
You've not had difficulty getting guys to commit?
Have sex
or have the kind of relationship that you would like to have?
Oh, no problems there.
Anything special about this guy?
Then clip him.
Is he tough in some ways? Is he above? The numbers don't match.
I'm getting a trouble. Is he a nice looking guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like the elephant man on campus.
A little out of your league, maybe.
No, I would say compatible.
Well, that's what we all think. But does he make decent money?
Yeah.
Or is he another student?
No. He owns his own company.
A good-looking guy owns his own company. He just may be looking at you as sort of a good time, but not too serious. Is he divorced?
No.
Is he? How old is he?
He's 29.
Oh, okay. He may be 8 years from getting married, and looking at you as sort of a stepping stone.
He might be a nice guy. I'd be afraid to hurt you, knowing that he's not interested.
Move on. Yeah. Don't trust him.
All right,
it's enough.
Whenever a guy's not having sex, it's a big deal. Here's the thing.
Drew, feel free to disagree, but silently. First 5 weeks, you're dating someone, you're with someone, crucial. Here's the thing, you start showing up late for dates, you have some awkward demands, you act out of line.
It means something.
It means you don't care.
Or you're an ass. Or you have personality problems. Or you're a colossal ass.
Yeah. But moreover, even guys with personality defects, if they're really into somebody, can kind of pull it together for the first month. That's the whole idea. The whole deal is, look, you're a slob. You masturbate feverishly. You listen to horrible 80s music. You scratch your ass and then sniff it. You do all these things, and you can't let this other person find this out about you. They have to think you love your mom and love animals and love retarded people and love everybody. You know what I mean? Now, if you just have this sort of come-see-come-saw attitude the first 5 weeks, you're just not interested. And you know there's a difference in numbers. That's what it is. It's unspoken. I'm good-looking. I own my own business. I drive a nice car. I make a few bucks. You're a student. Nothing wrong with you. But, I'm a 9. You're 7.5. So, hey, if you want to hang out, you want to pound a few beers and give me a BJ in the parking lot, that's fine. I can swing. I got nothing going
right
now.
He's interested in grabbing for the 10s.
Yeah. I'm looking for a 10, and I don't want to screw you because I don't need the claws sinking in.
Right.
I've had this problem in the past.
Right.
Banged a couple of nurses yesterday. Back in the past, now next thing you know, they're out front of the condo honking the horn drunk, and they've taken a key and scratched a man whore into the hood of the vet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, ominous is he may just be a nice guy and doesn't want to drag you into something you're not ready for.
Right, getting cathartic natural. So here's the thing. Any ladies, you're dating a guy, and the guy seems sort of half interested the first month, gone.
He is half interested.
No, he may be quarter interested with a boner.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move on. Guys should be attentive. Yeah. Guys should be there.
They should now, be like a laser beam. That's the laser beam period.
Not smothering you, but not getting weird.
But laser beam.
But doing the right things.
If there's not clarity, because guy's clear in his intention. If he's not being clear.
Right. Now, women, it's different.
Yeah.
Women can play a little bit coy. Women could want to feel you out just a little bit.
And
women
do
not
want to
sleep with you. Yeah. Women could say, all right, look, I've been burned in the past. I want to make sure that I don't get my hopes up too high, whatever. But listen, ladies, if the guy's not showing serious interest and, as Drew said, clarity, move on. All right. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 16. Now, the only way he comes around is if he gets you pregnant and then gets in some sort of refinery fire or something.
Then his number dropped.
Right.
Jeff, what's
go
up?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And
Today, Junior?
That was that if you hold back your orgasm, is it pretty much bad for you or what?
What do you mean hold back?
You mean catch it and stuff it back in?
No, like, you know when you're going pee and you can kind of hold back your urine? Generally in the same way.
You mean during an orgasm contracting the muscles of the pelvic floor to try to keep it from coming out?
Yeah,
it's not good for you. It can irritate your prostate and cause some retrograde ejaculation, irritate the urethra and cause stricturing. There are things that can happen, but it's not awful.
Yeah.
Just when things are meant to come out of your body, generally they need to come out.
Why? What's your plan, Jeff?
Well, no, I do it every now and then, so kind of made me curious if it was bad for you.
What for, though? I mean, just you clean freak?
No, it just, like, it still comes out, but it just delays it and then, like, makes the orgasm stronger, kind of.
Oh, really? Think. All right. Well, so be it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do.
It takes all kinds.
I'll tell you, it does. And I never did that pinch off or hold back or pull back thing. It just seemed like a sort of defeating the purpose.
The human is so funny. We all have the same gear, but some of us got to kind of work it, monkey with it.
I think this the idea is to sort of. There's a lot of guys that spend their life trying to master their balls. Like, hey, I'm gonna command you when to orgasm, when not to orgasm. I can have sex for hours without orgasming. I can do that weird trick where I make them come up like a landing gear of a 747. Listen, you know what I have with my balls? We live together in harmony.
Peacefully.
No jealousy. No envy. They do their thing. I do mine. I go my own way. They go their way.
There was a time when there was a little discord. You were doing your own thing a little too frequently for them to keep up. It was a little bothersome to them. I meant to bring it up.
Balls were spending a lot of time with the penis.
Well, they were over. You know, it was a little overtime for them. Well, they had to work overtime.
I felt.
But you paid them. Timely.
I felt neglected. I felt left out. I felt like
they're too busy trying to keep up with you.
Yeah, but I don't want to pull a scab off of that wound. We worked it out. We went to counseling.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's all good now.
Broke down.
Lost the will to live.
We hadn't been communicating. Mm. They were bad. They were upset over a haircut I'd given them actually, and that's where it started. And you know when you don't talk, things fester. And but anyway, me and my balls simpatico now. We're good. Okay. And we're on a happy note. We're going to go on this commercial break.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. I'm going to send my balls into the head to clean up because God knows, 5 minutes out of the shower, they stink like ass. And I'm going to head over to the closet and bust out some honey roasted peanuts. Yes, sir?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris, I want you to take the lid. I want you to put them on those sweet and crunchy caramel, Planters caramel nuts there, the toffee nuts. And then I want you to take all three of those cans, the honey roasted, the regular, take them all out of the room, throw them away, and then I'm going to come back in here, and then in 10 minutes go get them out of the trash can and bring them back. Okay? All right, but get them out of my face.
Yeah.
You understand?
And by the way, we will kill you for them.
Keep them away.
If we can see them.
Keep them away and throw them. And then we'll go get them. And we'll do that three more times. And we'll find...
Each break.
We should finish them off by about 11.
All three cans.
Yeah. God damn, do I love peanuts.
Oh, I
love all nuts.
You know, I did CNN tonight, and was there? It was Andrew Weil, the guy from University of Arizona, the health guy.
Health guy.
The guy with the big white beard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy looks like Saint Nick.
Exactly. And And I was asking about this issue of eating. I said, are you guys doing any studies on motivational systems and you know, what makes people want to change their dietary habits, sustain the changes? Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Whole thing. That's everything. Doing research?
That's what they're doing?
No.
Not really? Why not?
Because then no one knows how to do that. How do you change the motivational priorities of the brain once they're going in one direction?
I don't know, but it seems to me that, you know, you coming up with a, you know, shortening that doesn't have fat calories but causes explosive diarrhea and putting it into a chip that tastes like the bag it came in, it's probably the wrong path. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We have tons of great diets, tons of great information. It's just getting people to do it. And we're exhibiting it right now. We're trying to lose weight this week. We're trying to break our diet. You stick some of that heroin in front of us, those nuts, what are we going to do? How do you change that? Once the brain is, you know, your motivational priorities are moving in a certain direction, it is very difficult to change direction.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Chris, give me those nuts back.
You're eating them.
Chris is eating them. Did I say you could have those? I know I said you could, but when I said you could help yourself, I meant like three.
That's his Christmas gift to you, I'll remind you, by the way.
Oh, is that his gift to me? No, wait a minute. He gave me coffee.
Oh, no, wait. It must have been Lawrence.
How dare you, Drew? All right. No, seriously, Chris, throw those away and then get them out of the trash and then bring them back. And then don't eat any on the way. Thank you. Justin?
Yo.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's going on?
I got two piercings on my scrotum, and, like, my friend was talking to me about getting a Prince Albert.
And your friend was talking to you. You're 16.
Yeah, well, like, I want to get it. Cause,
why?
Like, I want to get it. Why? Because I heard it.
I don't understand. That's a shocking question. Why?
Well, my friend says it increases your sex drive.
No, it doesn't. If anything, it can cut it down pretty good sometimes.
Well, first off, you're 16.
Right. You need your sex drive increase?
Jesus Christ. Like, you need to be turned up anymore?
You need to do whatever
six times a day already? Yeah, what do you want to do?
Erection constantly? You can't even, like...
I don't know. My big fear is, like, I don't want to nail that part of my body to a board. That's kind of my big dilemma. And I don't know if, like, it's going to damage anything.
Okay, listen.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea. But the guy's got ball piercing, so...
He doesn't want to nail his genitalia to a board?
Like Christ, Drew. My dick died on the cross for you.
For me?
Well,
figured
it
for
you guys. For your sins. For you eating all those caramel nuts. Oh, look, who cares about Justin? 16's an idiot.
I'm curious. I'm fascinated now.
No, you're not.
His other plan was to put a nail and drive it into some wood.
No, he's just going to tell you that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's how they do the Prince Albert.
Yeah, like...
All right.
That's not how they do it. But
I don't know if it's bogus or he's an idiot or whatever it is. Look, leave the spears out of the penis and balls.
Good plan.
Call me Grandpa. I don't like hooks through the joint.
Whatever your thought process is that you're going to get out of the hoops and the spears and the penis, it's not true. It's not real. You're not going to get it.
It's 16. You should be looking for the best piece of tail to nail, and that is going to be you at your happiest.
Yeah.
That goes 16 through death, quite honestly. Nothing could be better. And the whole thing about, chicks, the problem with that is you're not walking around with your dick hanging out of your fly. You know what I mean?
How do they know?
Women aren't magically attracted. Unless they hear jingling coming from your groin as you come jogging down the street. Just leave it alone.
And by the way, far more are going to be
repulsed by that. Well, put it this way. The chicks who are turned on by it are the ones you don't want.
Mm.
Yes?
Maybe Justin does, but be that as it may, you shouldn't want necessarily.
Kenny?
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
I was in a trailer with eight people, and I dated one of the guys that live here, and he's, like, absolutely insanely possessive of me now.
Hang on. Hold on. You're in a trailer with eight people?
Yeah, it's a four-bedroom trailer.
You live in Alaska. So, they had that trailers?
I mean, trailers. We don't live in igloos. But, so I have this,
Igloo's a step up from a trailer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay, so you live in an eight. Now, do you rent a trailer?
Yes, we rent a trailer.
You and a bunch of young people?
Yeah, the oldest one I believe is like 22.
I just didn't think the trailers could withstand the elements up there. There was zero in Alaska today.
Polar bear like bust right through the side, aluminum siding, stick your head
moose
off,
tip the thing over,
put the antlers right through there.
Actually, yeah, I saw a polar bear walking down the street last week. It was pretty crazy.
So what?
Polar bear walking down the street.
Oh, polar bear?
Yeah.
Are you in Anchorage?
Yeah, polar bear.
Wow.
Huh?
Where do you live?
I live in Anchorage.
Anchorage. I was there. There were moose walking down the street.
Wow.
Yeah. There are a lot of moose.
Yeah, moose just wander around. It's like deer in this part of the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. First off, just because it's going to be funny, what is the rent on this four-bedroom Alaskan trailer?
The rent in our four-bedroom Alaskan trailer is $780 a month.
$780 a month?
Yeah.
All right, so, and there's 80 of you living there?
Yeah, there's 8 of us.
So you each pay like $93 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
And two of you per bedroom?
Yeah. That's okay. Pretty much how it worked out.
And one of these guys became your boyfriend?
Yes, but it wasn't until after he moved in.
Yeah, got it. And now he's going...
I broke up with him. Huh?
Yeah. Now he's going insane.
I broke up with him, and now he wants my chocolate pie. And he can't have it.
He wants your what?
My chocolate pie.
Hold on a second. Either this is bogus...
I don't think it's bogus.
She wants her chocolate pie?
Is that what she said?
I thought she said chocolate pie.
I have to know. I'm so curious about these people tonight.
And wouldn't it be Eskimo pie?
My sweet ass. That's what chocolate pie is.
Chocolate pie.
Oh, well, he wants to have anal sex with her.
Yes, he wants me to keep having sex with him, but I don't want anything like that with him.
No.
Because, like, Kalitri's just a freaking psycho. Yeah. And, okay.
How old is he? How old is the guy?
He's 20.
Okay.
Here's the deal. This is a boundary problem. You need to move out. You need to change. Look, this guy's not going to stop. His sort of engines are turned on. He's into you. You broke up with him. He's still into you. He's sort of bearing a torch for you that ain't going to go away. And so when you try to have a fling with some one of your other roommates, date some other guy that you bring home, it's going to be a disaster. This guy's going to get drunk, get violent. It's going to be bad news.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Change. You can find another place where you can pay $93 a month.
You know, I can only I'm picturing what that trailer smells like. 8 people, heater blaring all winter long. You know what I mean?
I just remember the smell of like fraternity basements.
Yeah.
That's
lots of
beer.
People. Here's the bongs have been spilled, a little vomit,
bongs,
little
beer,
semen.
3 B's. Bongs, beer, and BO.
BO.
That's what.
And it with just like a dash of semen and vomit.
Yes.
You know?
Well, that one comes around for color. Once in a while, it springs up.
Yeah. Vomit is like a cat, too, where it's like, yeah, you do. Go ahead, knock yourself out with the simple green. It's still going to be little something going to be here. Never quite right.
Yeah.
Once that vomit soaks through to the padding of the carpet and stuff,
forget it.
That's that. And, you can't live in this place with this guy, even with the $93 a month rent.
No way. Maybe I'm in a funky mood tonight, but funky that is. But I'm fascinated by these callers. Aren't they interesting tonight?
Yeah.
It's weird.
No. I don't know. You could say that any night, really.
I mean, Anchorage with 8 people in a trailer with polar bear.
Well, it's true. She did see a polar bear. By the way, I'm trying to think of something that sort of looks better and is more vicious than a polar bear, where there's that bigger chasm between sort of how it looks.
Cougar.
Yeah, but cougar looks like...
When it's like playing coy, they look pretty...
When they're napping, they're the majestic looking, but a bear you want to run up and hug.
Yeah.
But they get these huge
claws. Koala bears are pretty prickly.
Yeah, but polar bears...
They kill you, yeah.
Are probably... I don't know, probably more dangerous than Kodiak or grizzly bears. I mean, they're probably one of the most vicious bears out there, certainly the biggest, and will take you down. And when you see those pictures of them, like, sleeping on the ice, you want to run up and just tackle them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, the cubs. Mm-hmm. Anything cuter than the polar bear cub, by the way.
That's true.
And, just seeing the cubs. Anything with big paws looks good. Like, the smaller the paw... the worst looking animal in relation to their size. Like right.
The hoof heads towards hoofs. Devil.
Yeah, like coyotes, small paws.
Yeah.
And so they're sort of mangy looking, you know. But when you see that Labrador, you know, that puppy teenager lab with just a massive paws. And cougars have that, too. They got the big, even you know, cats have that. They got the big paws. They look good. It's nice until the claws come out.
We haven't talked about that. In this part of the country, somebody was attacked and eaten by a cougar near Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And when these two other bikers went by, the same cat grabbed her in the face, started pulling her down the hill.
Yeah. Like, what'd they do? Like, jump on her face?
Just boom, just sprung at her.
The thing, too, is like, you know, my grandma has a cat that, it's, you know, 9.5 pounds, could kick my ass.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. I was messing around with it because it was like, I got to talk to my grandma, so I got to think of something to do, you know, because I get bored, and a cat was rubbing up against me, and I was like, you know, fell down. I was like, you know, tickling its belly.
Oh, no.
Next, you know, claws come out, grab the hand, and then the back starts kicking.
Yeah.
Grab with the front, start kicking with the back. And the thing weighs, you know, 10 pounds, average size domesticated cat. When you start thinking 110 pounds, you know, you picture that thing at 40 pounds, you go, oh, man, this would be a good ass kicking.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing jumped on your head, you'd never get it off.
Right.
As is, could come, you know, pretty damn close to kicking your ass.
Yep.
This thing is, you know, 1/20th my size. It starts approaching half your size, look out. That thing jumps on you. Those claws, crazy, yeah. Right?
And the jaw, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, really killed.
Bitter in the face.
Killed somebody.
Yeah, ate some biker. A guy who was fixing his bike just ate him.
And was eating.
It was eating him when they came up upon him, the cat. And the cat supposedly was protecting its prey there.
Right.
And jumped at these people and grabbed one by the face, started dragging her down a hillside.
Yeah. Cats are kind
of... Can you imagine a friend grabbed her by the leg and pulled her back up the hill with the cat attached to its face, her face?
Yeah, that's bad times.
Yeah,
that's I'd have mixed feelings about, like, them grabbing my leg and dragging me the other way. But here's my – I just want to put this – I'm going to put this out there. If I'm ever attacked by a wild animal and anyone's
let
around
it go.
There.
Let it go.
No. Don't get into a tug of war while the animal is got my testicles in its mouth. Don't grab my hand and start dragging me toward the van.
The other direction, yeah.
Start beating the ass out of the animal.
Yes.
I don't want to turn into a rawhide bone.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's nothing a cat or a dog or an animal loves more than a little...
Tug of war.
Little tug of war. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden you got the rope toy with the pit bull. Your job is to head in toward the animal. That's what I would like. And here's the deal I'll make with you. If you start attacking the animal that's attacking me instead of dragging my mangled flesh toward the road, eventually when the animal turns on you, I will go for help.
Good job.
That's my commitment to you.
It's quite a deal.
All right, Chris, go to garbage. Get the caramel nuts out of the garbage, all right? I'm going to stay here and make sure Drew isn't attacked by a cougar. You know, they always say, I know we got to go to break, but they always say this when someone gets attacked by the crocodile, the cougar, the shark. It's always two things they say. They go, well, what were you thinking? I was thinking, my God, I can't believe this is how I'm going to go.
Yeah.
They always say that. And you go, oh, it's, all right, that's what everyone says, kind of trite. But that would be my only thought.
Yeah.
My God, I'm being killed by a cat.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I was going to be, like, jacked by gangbanger. Or, you know, the dirigible accident, yeah. You know, a boating accident, a heart attack.
Anything.
I can't believe. I mean, that's the only thing I would be, like, there would be no life, nothing would be flashing in front of my eyes except for.
Holy
Christ. I can't believe I'm being attacked by, I'm going to get eaten by a cougar. This is how I'm dying, by a cougar?
And the next explanation is, well, the animal didn't really understand.
I'm not mad at the animal.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He thought I was trying to eat the guy. You know, he thought the hikers were trying to eat the guy I was eating. And he was just protecting his... he thought I was attacking his cubs. Right. He thought I was... who cares? Listen, what? I think there's bad gators out there? Bad sharks? It's not a goddamn Disney film. No animal's bad. None of them are good. It's all instinct, baby. I don't blame the cougar. I always like that. No, we don't blame it. Got to put a bullet in its head, but no hard feeling.
Don't judge him. Don't judge.
Don't
judge.
Don't judge.
Can't judge.
Not mad at the shark.
It's all the same. It's all good. It's all nature. It's
and
all
by
good.
The way, is there a big difference between a shark that goes after you with malice and one that's just protecting its area and thinks you're a seal? You know what I mean? Like, big difference between
just
that
hungry.
Bite? By the way, just hungry, one of the scariest motivations for an attack, yeah. as far as on me. Yeah. I don't care if it's a shark or a person. Hey, I'm hungry. I'm coming after you. That's scary. I'd rather have the get off my lawn mentality than I'm hungry.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
All right. Let's take a break. Drew, I'm hungry.
Me too.
We'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LSA-1-9-1. All right. You ready to go to the phones here, Drewski?
Ready.
Let's talk to Robert, who's 24.
Adam, how you doing, bro?
What's happening, Robert?
First things first, there's basically not a better form of entertainment in the media available. You guys are the best combination of personalities available. I hope you guys never stop the show. Thank you very much for what you guys have done.
Wow, Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Anderson.
Buddy. Yeah, Anderson's great.
Anyway, basically, my girlfriend left me about 2 months and a week ago, and since then I've been drinking about... Mm. 2 6-packs of tall boys a day.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's just been like, I mean, I didn't know pain like this existed. I'm basically wondering what I'm doing to myself.
How long were you with this girl?
It was 4 years.
Ooh.
And do you have a history of abandonment, neglect, or something when you were growing up?
Not really. I mean, I'm an old person. I mean, I graduated from high school and I'm 16. I already make a very good living right now. I mean, I'm pretty old, you know. I basically was completely satisfied just spending my life with her, you know.
Okay. Well, let me ask a couple of questions, and tonight's as good a night as any to really hit this topic, because we haven't talked about this. We used to talk about this a lot, sort of damage control, when somebody dumps you and you're 24-year-old male.
Yeah.
And vice, you know, females too, but somehow...
Men take this one hard.
Yeah.
Particularly their first one.
And at this age, too.
Yeah.
This isn't my first one, but...
But your first big one like this, right?
Agreed, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, you have a life. Why did she dump you?
I mean, her excuse was basically that, you know, I worked a lot and I was busy and she needed someone there. And then and she just needed to be alone, but yet she left my apartment and now she lives in another guy's apartment.
Yeah.
You
well...
Know? I mean, I don't know. That's just the heaviest...
Yeah, that's the dagger part.
That's the brutal part. Okay, yeah. Listen, Robert. Here's the thing. Every guy's been through this. I think you need to go through it. In a way, guys need a certain. I don't think women need to do this, but guys need it. Guys need certain things. Otherwise, they're not complete guys. Guys need maybe like one good ass kicking in their life.
Yeah.
Guys need a good dumping. Guys need a PE coach that scares them or a football coach yelling at them.
I've had that one.
Okay, guys need all this. This is going to complete your trilogy of ass kicking. All right, this is brutal. So here's the advice. There's nothing you can do to make the pain go away. It can be temporary. When I say temporary, though, it could be six months or a year.
Yeah.
Only thing you can do to sort of deal with the pain is sort of like a inmate who's in solitary, who you could feverishly masturbate until all of your bodily fluids are on the other side of your body and in the cell latrine.
Standing up next to you.
Or you could just start doing push-ups.
Right, and marking time and
breathing. Marking time and like doing chin-ups on the...
Preparing.
Doing chin-ups on the sprinkler bar that goes ahead of you. That's what you got to do. It's not going to be enjoyable.
Right.
That's it. It's like... do chin-ups by day and by night. Read law books.
Right, right.
This is solid.
Something like that, akin to that in your life. The alternative is, you get depressed, start thinking about hurting yourself, or you do things that hurt yourself or other people in the meantime because you're not handling this properly. Now, it sounds like Robert's kind of gone down that path. It says he said he was drinking a 12-pack a day for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
If that's true, that is alcoholism beginning to emerge here, and you may need to get that treated if it's really triggered now.
The other thing is you will be out of this one day. You'll be in love with somebody else who will inevitably dump you
as well.
You'll
feel like an ass for feeling like that.
You will have wasted a year.
Yeah.
And
or two of, like Adam did.
Or, yeah. Well, not, yeah, that, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you combine them, it's like 14 years. But here's the thing. At least if you're moving forward in those years, it's right. Not, okay, yeah, Drew, I'm sure you're clinically depressed half the time you're in med school.
No, college.
College. Okay. Yeah, because you're banging the bejesus out of the candy stripers once you got into med school. But in college, you were probably clinically depressed.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what? Your life sucked for 4 years, but you walked away with a degree and you went into med school.
Yep.
Who cares? Now looking back on it, who cares what kind of mood you're in? The point is you moved forward, you got your degree, yeah. You moved ahead with your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes?
Something to that.
Okay. And that's what you have to do. That's what everyone has to do. Just
including us right now.
Get up in the morning, go for a run.
We're going to move ahead.
Trail of tears behind you as you run, but you run. Yes, my friend?
Yes, my friend.
We'll be back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191-SKI. Who's in here?
Ron Jeremy next week. Later this week.
Hmm. Tell you, I watched that Surreal Life.
Yeah.
It's, it was on last year. It's got a new, actually, you know, Jimmy had this idea we were starting to work on called Has-Been House.
Right.
We take a bunch of washed-up celebrities and put them all under the same roof and have them go at it. And then Surreal Life came out. And I love this show. It's Tracy Bingham from, like, Baywatch is on there. And Ron Jeremy and Vanilla Ice and Eric Estrada.
Wow.
And I don't know... Tammy Faye,
oh my God.
Baker is on there, and it's just a great combo, and it's a funny show.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do? They do little games or something? Or they how do they mix it up?
It's really not that involved. It's, you know, it's not like Survivor or anything. They just sort of follow them around the camera, and because they're washed-up celebrities, they fight. And then, like, Tracy Bingham's a colossal coos, you know, huge pain in the ass. And Vanilla Ice is just a retard, too, so he's a big pain in the ass, and everyone hates him. And Ron Jeremy, and this is scary, Ron Jeremy, the porn star, Ron Jeremy holds the record for most adult films made. By far the smartest guy in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 1,000 times smarter than Vanilla Ice and Tracy Bingham put together.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. And listen, when, believe me, this we should... None of us should ever get to the point where a porn star is telling us, hey, man, hey, listen to reason. Cool down.
Let
me explain to you what's going on.
Ron was doing it?
He's clearly smarter.
Ron is a smart guy, let's be fair. Ron is actually...
Yeah, because he's the only Jew porn star, and they're just smarter than we are. Let's face it. Let's be honest. That wasn't a porn star speaking. That was the Jew speaking when he did that. He's clearly smarter than everybody in the house. Which is funny, and like I said, when the guy does, you know, anal movies is telling you, listen, man, where's your dignity? Get hold of yourself. That's a bad day. That's when it's time to take a good look in the mirror. All right. It's really funny because you know, Vanilla Ice is like they have the old picture of Vanilla Ice up there, and he's got the weave and the hair, you know, and he's got the bling bling gold, and he's got, you know, there's a real that whatever early 90s
stuff.
Didn't
we meet him in New York to do our show one time? Was that him?
Could have been.
That sound familiar?
Does sound familiar. Yeah,
he had like an ocelot or something. He was telling us about his cat he had. Remember that?
Yeah, Florida boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's all you need to know. But here's the thing. He can't stand his picture from the early 90s or late 80s, because that's not him, man.
Uh-oh.
That's what the man created. Uh-oh. That's not the real him. And again, he was totally 80'd out. He was wearing, you know, 90s, early 90s, wearing a leather jacket. It's undone to here. There's no shirt on underneath. He has that thing where the buzz cut on the side with the pompadour on top, and they cut the lines, the horizontal lines, and the whole thing. Now, what do you think he's got? Well, he's sleeved with the tats. He's got the piercing on the lip. He's got the pointy sideburns and the Van Dyke. See, this is the real me.
Really?
Or is it just 2004, and this is what everyone else is doing? See, he's angry at the past. Meanwhile, he just does whatever. 10 years from now, he's going to be angry at this one.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, because he looks like Fred Durst. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that part. That's the part of the show I like.
That's the comedy.
Yeah, so Ron Jeremy in here on Thursday. Talk a little sense into us, perhaps.
Ooh.
Here's a shocking headline, though. Turns out Ron Jeremy snores.
No. Doesn't look like it.
No, the big bushy mustache, the jowls, the big gut, and the hair all over the back. Who would guess that he's a snorer, this man?
It's the weight around the neck that really...
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's where
you get that jowly thing going.
That's snoring time.
You get that goitery neck and the jowly, but just a heavy set. Somehow having a little extra hair on you doesn't hurt either.
Oh, poor Nicole sleeping. That will not be what Ron sounds like.
Oh, no.
No. This is a 95-pound, 15-year-old snorer.
Yeah. This is as close to snoring as a female's get.
It's just how unobstructed it sounds, like an angel's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how angels sleep.
Ron Jeremy snores, and it's like Peter Norse's semen is in his lungs from 1975, you know, like just... You can just hear the mileage on the man. I don't think we've ever had a chick fall asleep that we could hear.
No. So, because if she were 4 inches away from the phone, we wouldn't hear this. It's hard to get somebody to breathe right into the phone asleep.
Right.
No.
All right. Let's put her on hold and get back to her.
Okay.
It's no fun. Guys are better because of that novelty snore.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get Ron to fall asleep when he comes in on Thursday. You can hear a little of that signature snore. Nolan?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah. I got a Germany or a Florida for you guys.
All right.
A man filed sexual assault charges against his neighbor for sexually assaulting his dog. The man came home from work, and his neighbor was in his backyard with a sheet over himself and the dog. The man was masturbating and was sodomizing the dog with a spoon.
Ooh. Mm. Quite delightful.
Germany. Yeah.
Germany? Yeah. The spoon, yeah. Somehow the spoon.
It's about the sheet being over him, too. Yeah. And I think Germany's, they're big with the animal husbandry over there.
All right. So,
yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Germany.
West Palm Beach.
Oh.
West Palm Beach, Germany?
No, afraid not. And fortunately for the guy, though, there's no bestiality laws in Florida. So.
Oh.
Really?
Interesting.
Shocking. Shouldn't there be sort of, by the way, you know, not everything's on the book. It's like they do with the movies when, you know, Agnes the Mule comes in to kick field goals, and the guy's yelling at the opposing coach, show me the rules book where it says a mule can't kick field goals.
Right.
Well, obviously they don't cover eventuality. But here's the thing. There should be just a general sort of act against nature and God kind of thing.
Right.
We'll
sure
see if
is.
It falls under that.
I'm
yeah,
sure
you.
That is.
It may not specifically be legal to have sex with animals, but it is falling under the act against God.
You wouldn't want to have any laws quite that vague, Adam, because that's a slippery slope.
Very slippery slope. That's right. Because first thing you know, they're locking up a guy for sodomizing a schnauzer with a spoon. And the next thing you know, they're coming after you for giving your 8-year-old daughter a kiss on the forehead before she goes to sleep.
Or just brushing your own animal. Just grooming your animal.
Touching an animal.
Yeah. Oh,
that's right. Picking it up.
That's an act.
Seeing eye dog. Feeding a dog.
Act against nature.
That's right. Slippery slope. You're very, very right about that.
Oh, you got to get in that courtroom tomorrow.
I really do. I gotta just go nuts. It's all right. I'll be a lunatic because I will have slept for like 4 hours. Nicole?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Actually, it's probably like two or three questions. I was dating this guy for about a year. I've mm-hmm. known him for about two. Mm-hmm. And for 3 months, he would ask me out, and I finally said yes. And about 4 months into the relationship, he brought up possibly getting married. Mm-hmm. Well, about a month ago, he came to me. Actually, he didn't even come to me. He did it over the phone. He's like, I'm not happy in this relationship. We're over. You know, I don't want to be with you. I'm miserable. You make me unhappy, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And then 5 days later, he is dating some other girl. And about 3 weeks ago, he told me that he is in love with her, and he wants to spend the rest of his life with her.
Yeah. Well,
what's your question?
What's that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that means as much as, you know, when a Drew's kid sang, if we go to Disneyland this weekend, I'll do homework for the rest of my life.
Right.
This is the man's an adolescent, immature guy. Yeah. Well, why should he listen to anything he says?
Declare all kinds of things. Yeah. So what's the question?
Well, my question would be is, like, I still care about him deeply, and I, you know, have a hard time, like, sleeping. You know, I go out with all my friends, you know, try to have a good time, get over it. Is, like, I don't understand how somebody that, you know, says they love you all of a sudden can turn their feelings and be so hateful and cruel to somebody. I mean, because he tells me
This is a good question. And we know we've had a male version of this and a female version of this, and it crosses all gender lines.
Right.
The heartbreak. This is a very familiar refrain for people that have been jilted, which is, I don't understand. How could you tell? You looked me in the eye. You told me you wanted to be together forever. You looked me in the eye. You said you love me. People fall short all the time.
Listen, that is humans change, especially when they don't have a commitment, especially when they're trying to figure out who they are, especially when they're young.
Right.
You better learn to accept it because it is in human nature to be this way.
And look,
Nicole, you might have said some half-hearted but very intense things to somebody somewhere along the way, and then decided, this isn't working, I'm out.
Right. Yeah. No, and I do agree with that, but is it like something that could, because he says I'm a horrible person, that I'm miserable and I need to seek help and I have issues.
All right. Well, do you?
I don't feel that I do. I mean, nothing.
Well, that lack of I'll tell you what, the fact that you can't accept somebody as an autonomous human choosing to leave you, that your brain can't get its head around that, can't get its mind around it.
You think your brain has its own head, bro?
Your head can't get the brain around it.
Does it have an arm and a shoulder?
That fact suggests, that fact suggests you have some real significant abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. And people with abandonment issues often are people with a lot of chaos in their past and have difficulty maintaining stable relationships in the present.
Listen, Nicole.
Is that her?
I'll figure it out. I'm going to guess Nicole's sign. Don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it because I know I'm speaking to a Pisces.
Aries.
No.
Shush.
Sagittarius.
Shush, Drew. I'm guessing. Sagittarius.
I'm not a Pisces.
Sagittarius.
No.
Shush, Drew. I'm guessing. I have a flair for this.
Guessing? You know.
I mean, I'm speaking. Oh, yeah, I'm not guessing. I'm announcing. I'm announcing that you're Gemini.
No.
That you're Taurus.
No.
Drew. Now stay away because I have a gift.
Can I hint?
No, Sagittarius.
You said that already.
Oh, I did. I know. I know what I said, Drew. You don't have to correct. You're not my mommy, okay? That you're Libra.
Nope.
Leo.
Capricorn. Don't help,
no.
Chris. Capricorn.
Leo.
Leo.
Oh, no.
Aries.
Hold on. Aries.
I
knew
Aries
it.
In the beginning.
I knew it.
I knew
what
that.
I knew.
I was one of them. I knew it.
I knew it. Let me tell you something. Now, hold on a second, Nicole. I'll tell you the gift I have. I have the gift. I've done this many a time with the Man Show and Crank Anchors and on this show and just talking to people. I have a gift for venturing 11 to 14 guesses on someone's sign and not getting it.
Right. An abnormal. Just statistics alone, just based on probabilities, you should get it sooner.
Yes.
Than you do. Yes.
If you essentially say, guess what month I was born in, and my average is 11.2 before I get to the right month, that's a gift. It's as incredible as getting it on the first one.
It's true.
Is it not?
It's a gift.
Thank you. I've been touched by the hand of God.
But Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about these abandonment issues?
I've never been abandoned before, by significant people in my life, such as like family or friends or anything like that. But you know, relationship-wise, yeah, guys have broken up with me. I've broken up with guys. So it's
no, but I mean, why is abandonment so difficult for you? Were you didn't get your emotional needs met or something? Were you abandoned in some other way? Growing up,
I don't think so. Like. A lot of people say that it stems that my parents never told me that they loved me.
Okay, so you were emotionally abandoned most of your life.
Yeah,
perhaps.
That's bad.
Perhaps,
All right. Hey, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The question shouldn't be, how can somebody do this?
Yeah.
How can someone say, I love you, and then say, I'm not in love with you? The question should be is, how could you fall in love with an idiot like this?
True, that's I have questioned myself.
Don't
on
beat
that.
Yourself up, but if you're going to ask a question, do that. It's more helpful for the next relationship. He's
right.
an I idiot. Mean, like, he's going to break up with this next chick the same way. He'll do the same. He's a pattern. All idiots repeat themselves. I mean, the cornerstone of being an idiot is a repetitive pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it really, that's how you sort of separate the losers from me, for instance. It's just repetitive mistakes.
Yeah.
Same F-ups. Whether it's you know, you're on your eighth DUI or your eighth divorce. Whatever it is, getting fired, dropping out, whatever it is, it's a pattern. And this is what unevolved people do. And good, fine, he's gone. He did you a favor. I know it sounds trite, but he moved on. What are you going to do? You want to marry the guy, and then 8 months into it, he's banging your best friend and divorcing you and then saying it's your fault? And by the way, that's a horrible thing to do. Like, just if you're going to dump somebody, say, listen, I'm a problem person.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I brought you down with me. Don't start pointing the finger. Okay. Nicole, you're fine.
There
start
you go.
Doing push-ups. Keep going.
Let's hear Nicole's
push-ups.
Song.
Oh, yeah. That was the other Nicole.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, she's awake.
Sleeping Beauty is awoken. What's happening, baby doll? You're 15. We were listening to you snore a little bit earlier.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I like this, Nicole. What's up?
Well, I got raped by my cousin, and I don't know if I should tell anybody about it, because...
Yes, tell your parents.
Well, it's like, really, because I don't want to...
Nicole, you were a victim of a crime. This person's
going
to do it. You were a victim of a crime. This person's going to do it to other people.
I don't know. Like, he just kind of raped me, and like, I don't know if I should tell anybody because.
Well, let's find out what Drew thinks. Drew,
Nicole,
what do you think?
Tell your parents.
But hold on.
Can you not hear me when I'm saying that?
Well,
you must tell your parents. It's a big deal. I know, but you are the victim of a crime. He will do this to other people. You must tell your parents.
Well, let me talk to Nicole. Nicole.
Yeah.
This is the one they call Ace.
Mm. Huh?
Okay. Now, how long ago did this happen?
Like 2 weeks ago.
And how old is your cousin?
20.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And had this sort of thing ever happened before to you?
Mm-mm.
Never been abused in any way, physically or sexually?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
What does that mean, not really?
Well, no, I haven't been abused.
And what went on with your cousin that he was able to rape you this way?
Well, do you want to hear the whole story?
No. I mean, this is the Cliff Notes.
What? Yeah.
Give us a Reader's Digest version of it, although they rarely write about rape.
Because that's a violent crime, Adam.
No, hold on a second. It's not a sexual crime.
No,
right.
It's violent.
A lot of people
crime.
Think it's.
How dare you?
A lot of people think rape is an. As a sexual act, a sexual crime.
What in the world is it?
It is an act of violence.
What does that have to do with sex? What in the world?
It is no different than if a thug walked into a convenience store, asked for the money from the old woman behind the counter, and then pistol whipped her, you know, and then came. No different. No. No. No different
would he
than
have to jack off or anything. Or
he's got a cup. It's no different.
That happens all the time. It's no different a crime
than if two people got into a fender bender, words were exchanged. Somebody came out of the car with a pool cue or baseball bat and proceeded to attack the other, and then came, got a cup. But no different. Zero. It's you understand, Drew. You understand? There's no difference than if we got into a bar fight and I was mashing your head against the side of the pool table and coming. No difference. That is a crime of violence. It's non-sexual except for you come. You understand?
Except for that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Except for that.
Sorry, Nicole.
Okay.
Straighten Drew out on rape. He thinks it's a sexual crime. I say it's a crime of violence, but you come.
Okay.
Now, this guy did this to you where? Were you at home?
Yeah, we were at his house.
His house. And did you, had he ever done any, do you know him well? I mean, some people have cousins they've seen twice, and some have cousins they grew up with.
Well, he lives by me, but I don't see him that often, like maybe once or twice a month.
That's pretty frequent.
Once or twice a month since you've been born, kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a weird one because it's one thing.
Yeah, if a guy lives in Philly and you've seen it, you saw him at your Aunt Marie's wedding or something.
20 and 15 also, don't forget. We're getting jaded in this show.
I know. Okay. And did you yell for help or try to stop him?
No, I was too, scared. I didn't know what to do or anything.
That's one of our... things we're concerned about here, yeah. That you had such a horrible freeze reaction, and you felt sort of responsible for this.
Yeah, I was just kind of quiet the whole time.
And you haven't told anybody. Suggest that you've been victimized in the past. That somehow you've been traumatized, and sort of that freeze reaction was something you're sort of prone to.
Do you think he thinks he raped you?
What?
Do you think he thinks he raped you?
Do I think that he thinks that?
Does he believe? Do you think he would say? In his heart of hearts, that was right.
Yeah, I think I added asking you, do you think?
Yeah,
I don't think he would admit it, but
wouldn't admit it. But he knows he raped you. It wasn't like he would say, "Hey, we were dating," and things got carried away. He
feels like he raped you.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You need to tell your parents. And why can't you tell your parents?
Because they're really close with my cousin, and I don't know.
Do you have one of those nationalities where families are tight and don't talk?
No.
What's your nationality?
I'm just white. I don't know.
Aha!
Well, here's the deal. You have two choices. You can tell the police, go to the emergency room and make a police report, or you can tell your parents. Those are your choices.
Those are my only choices?
Those are your only choices.
I don't know what else you can do. What do you want to do? I mean, you should get some counseling.
You want to do nothing? Then you'll carry this around. You'll sort of be
a
victim.
You're going to have to go see the guy and stuff because you're going to go over there for Thanksgiving and all that stuff, right?
Right.
That's no good. That's bad for you.
Plus, this guy's a bad guy.
Plus, magically, unless you deal with this in a sort of proactive way, you're going to start acting out. Sometimes people act out very sexually after this. They have lots of partners, this and that. Sort of almost reenacting the whole thing over and over again, and you get stuck in a cycle of trauma.
Right. And again, this guy. I mean, like I said, it's one thing. If this is some cousin who lives on the East Coast who you only saw once when there were three and you guys were partying one night
and ended up
in the hot tub.
Yeah.
It's another thing where he's 20 or 15 and he rapes you.
You have a freeze reaction. Fearful.
But look, let me just, before, we got to go to breakthrough. But let me say this.
Recap?
I just want to make sure people are on the same page with rape not being a sexual act, but
an act
of violence where you come. Okay?
Got it.
You understand?
Violence?
Drew.
With ejaculation.
Drew, if I took a kitchen knife right now, jumped on you and plunged it through your sternum into your chest repeatedly and stabbed you, it's no different than that act, provided I came. You understand?
Rape is that act with ejaculation.
Exactly same with semen mixing with the blood. So, that's
but
it.
But does everyone ejaculate when they engage in violent acts? Or they must.
I do. They have to. Otherwise, it's the same. Right. Yeah. And you're not a rape victim. You're a rape survivor.
Yeah.
Just like if you're attacked by a mountain lion, you're a survivor.
Yeah.
If you survive. All right. There's a lot of rules around rape discussions. And I know people think we're not making fun of rape, but just making fun of this sort of weird societal rules. I got in a long argument with someone once about...
Really?
On the show. Remember they were yelling me about being a rape? Some a-hole left-wing fairy guy was on here complaining that I said rape victim. And he said, he had to correct me, rape survivor. And I told him to shut up. Because I hate getting caught up in that kind of crappy minutia.
Here's the deal. Rape is a very serious crime. It is an awful thing. But to shroud it in a bunch of nomenclature, let's just be honest and straight about what this thing is. It's awful, whatever it is. It doesn't need any sort of special categorization.
Well, by the way, if it's an act of violence, you're a victim of violent crime.
Yes.
A rapist. So if it's an act of violence and you survive, then you can be a victim of violence, right? Just like an old woman who gets mugged.
And wait, it's on its own unique category in a way.
Yes,
it's dealt with accordingly.
Right, but violence,
not sexual though,
with semen coming from penis. Right, quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Holy Christ. Getting up in 7 hours.
To go and sit in a room with a bunch of your friends. It is good times.
Look, I don't want to come off as a snob, but so be it. I'm better than all of you. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? Pretend like I'm not? I got to go to downtown and... Go do my jury duty tomorrow. Oh. And by the way, here's the whole thing about that. I've engaged myself in these situations before where I've had to go to court. You know, some guy destroyed my car. By the way, the good folks over at the Van Nuys Court Department, I'm still working hard to get my effing money back, I'm sure. Yeah, because they're...
No, don't do it.
Just let me say this, Drew. And this lesson, I truly wish that the good people in the court system here in Southern California could put the same effort forward toward the people that owe them money, toward getting the people that owe the victims money.
Yeah.
Because it is just one big effing March of Dimes fundraising tele-goddamn-thon where all they do is raise money for themselves, and the second somebody owes you money. Now, and I said, look, this guy owes me like $4,000. He's not paying. Hey, there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. Really? I tell that to my buddy Ray. He went over to his mom's apartment and got him out of there in his underpants because he owed a bunch of parking tickets. There's nothing you can do. Oh, God, do I hate this system. And by the way, everyone in there is, you're all criminals. But you know why? Because you're all pain in the ass. You're all the reason they're there and not at the beach. I'm gonna bring a cyanide tablet to bite into. Ugh. I mean, like, when I had to go into court to get this a-hole to give me $5 for my stupid car he ruined, it's like I have to stand up like, sir, can I sit down? Yeah, I just want to know because I got to go to work. Sit down! Ugh. 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 The system's so effed up.
Yeah.
You fight a ticket and you win, and then what do you get? You don't have to pay? It's great. It's like you make a bet and you win, so what? You don't lose? You don't get anything back.
Right.
You fight a ticket and you win, you should get paid. The amount, what is it? How much is the ticket for? Prick in Burbank gives me a jaywalking ticket. It's $48. All right, I'm going to fight it now. Oop, I won. All right, where's my 48? Isn't that what we're talking about? That's the stakes, right? No. I'm thinking about fighting the parking ticket I got in front of my house just to be a maniac. You think I should do it?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I have to quit my job in order to do it. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is what they do. You have to come down at noon 4 days in a row,
right,
and kiss somebody's ass. Well, I'm going to figure it out. You know what? I got an assistant. I'm going to put her on it. I'm going to win this thing from in front of my house. You watch me. All right, Drew?
All right.
Follow up with me now, buddy.
All right.
I'm going to beat the system. All right, so anyway, tomorrow I got jury duty, so I'm going to go down and sit between a bunch of yahoos and figure out somebody's fate. All right, where are we going?
Wait till you see this.
Let me tell you the thing. I'll tell you the thing that Los Angeles has over other cities, or most other cities, is we got a crazy international house of pancakes of nationalities going around that adds to the confusion, which is, if this is going on somewhere in the Midwest, you just have white trash to your right and to your left. This will be a hodgepodge of crazy nationalities with crazy languages and crazy smells going back and forth. This will be death. This is going to be horrible, Drew. It'll be great. And if I pinched myself and woke up and looked around, you wouldn't know what country you were in,
no,
or where you were, right, in time.
Absolutely true.
Would you?
No.
Drew, if you took yourself almost any place in Los Angeles, spun yourself around, just sort of woke up in the middle of downtown and looked around, would you know where you were?
No.
You have no idea, would you?
I mean
if you couldn't find any markers,
you knew you were in a city,
no,
but you have no way to know what
country,
hemisphere you're in.
What hemisphere? Yeah. You have no idea what side of the equator you're on.
Uh-uh.
You have no idea. Would you?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. All right. But, it's a melting pot. Milos?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Brother? 18 years age. What's up?
Well, I'm just wondering if having different sized testicles is a big deal. Like, I've had my sex drive has dropped quite a bit over the last 2 years, and I'm just wondering, like... One of my testicles is just, like, normal size, but the other one is, like, the size of a large marble.
Well, you should have that
checked out,
because...
Isn't a large marble the size of a testicle?
He means not the big marbles. He means a large, regular marble.
Yeah,
like a generous marble, not a big one.
All right, well... Yeah. Maybe the sex drive part is the depression
or the
pot addiction.
Yeah, the marijuana.
No, actually, I've tried to get in, and Anderson wouldn't believe me. Can you guys tell that I have an accent, like, at all?
No.
Well, you have the you speak the language of the stoner.
Well, I'm kind of sleepy right now. But yeah. I'm actually.
You guys know who that is? That's Max.
Oh, is that Max?
Yeah, he runs the affiliate stations for me.
Max is such a retard because, and Drew, this way you should never defend anyone who calls the show, which has got one normal size and one the size of a large marble, which is normal size. That's the only reason I'm saying that.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, this is not a bogus call.
No.
I think the is Max.
No.
That's Max.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
Anderson.
Yeah, that drop is Max.
Yeah. That's Max.
Why is Max's a drop?
Because I got it from like years ago on Pharrell.
But didn't this guy just do an or did you just stuff the you stuff the first in?
I did the and then he started following suit. He's a pigeon.
Okay, so let's get back to wherever we're getting to here. Is this guy this guy?
Yes, Milos.
Oh, well, who brought up Max then?
That was me. I'm sorry, I was using that drop. You guys know Max. Oh. We all know Max.
Okay. Milos?
Okay, stop, Anderson.
Thanks, guys. I'm sorry about that. I'm just kind of sleepy right now.
All right, look.
But
you need to have it checked out for a couple of reasons. It's unlikely to have anything to do with your sex drive. Because all you need is one testy. It will compensate. That's all you need. But the other side, the one with the small, supposedly small testicle, maybe there's not a testicle in that scrotum. And that is a serious issue. That needs to be checked out.
All right, but do you smoke pot and are you depressed?
No, but I've been through a war. I actually come from Bosnia. and I've been through the war there from 92 to 95.
Well,
I was six when it started, and I think I have some post-traumatic stress going on.
Sure. And that may be what's going on more than anything.
Yeah.
Because you sound depressed.
What went on over there?
Well,
Bruce punched a mic for the second time in about 11 minutes. No, you hit it earlier. I was just man enough not to say anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of losing you guys.
Ethnic cleansing, was that going on over there?
Yeah, my parents are actually different nationalities, and my dad was on the wrong side of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just basically have to volunteer to save his life. He had to volunteer into the army. And,
mm-hmm.
And the whole street where we lived on was cleaned off people of Serbs, and he was a Serb, and
yeah,
it was a big mess.
Yeah, I wonder how we caused that somehow. Yeah, okay, thanks, Mio. So what should he do?
See a urologist, make sure there's not a non-descended testy on that other side. Don't worry about the sex drive thing; that's not the issue at all.
Yeah, and let me explain to all you left-wing liberal tards out there who think if there is evil around the world, it's only because we fund it or cause it or provoke it somehow. We didn't invent racism over here. It's far more prevalent in many other parts of the world. And secondly, left alone, there will be ethnic cleansing going on. And, we're not the world's police. Yeah, well, leave Hitler alone. He's doing whatever. Whatever he's doing with the Jews, he does with the Jews. That's not our job. We're not the police force. Let him do his thing over there. Let's do a little ethnic cleansing, little genocide.
Who are we? Judge.
We can't judge.
Can't
we
judge.
Can't judge.
It's a culture.
We can't
cultural
judge.
Thing.
Yeah, you want to put dissidents in a sack and throw them off a 5-story building on a concrete slab? I can't judge.
How dare you?
They must have their reasons.
Of course.
Yeah.
We just can't understand it because we don't have the sensitivity to be able to appreciate it from their point of view.
Well, yeah, we're not sensitive to their culture. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
It's all the same.
Yeah,
all beautiful.
I want to put a burning tire around a guy. I want to kill him because he's a different religion. I press people.
How dare you?
No, can't judge. Cannot judge. Cannot judge, Drew.
Maybe our mistake is not judging enough. You know? Maybe that's really where we fall short. We should become super judgmental of heinous, over-the-top, amoral behavior. Right?
Yeah.
No, we're good?
No problem with it.
Yeah.
No problem. Not judging fast enough. That's our problem. Yep. Would have been nice to get to Hitler in 39. The Mussolini, too, and the list is as long as my arm of people we should have put a bullet in just a year or so before they got ahead of steam. World would be a much better place.
And by the way, we straightened out one country, and Libya came around. Imagine that.
Yep.
How'd that happen?
Zero problem with any of it. All right, let's take a quick break, Drew.
Yeah.
We got to eat more nuts. Hide those nuts.
Now bring them over
Chris,
here.
Throw the nuts
over
away.
Here. Over here.
Throw them away, get them out of the garbage, bring them back. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I, junior producer Lauren was saying that she got out of jury duty because her doctor wrote her a note saying that she had ADD. And, I'd rather go with metal plate in my head than ADD, because that's the guy's rolling his eyes. True, any judge who sees a doctor's note with ADD, they know he basically got a coward or a communist.
I think he admired the boldness, just said move along.
Yeah, and Drew, you could perhaps write me a note to get me out of jury duty.
Could not.
Mm-mm. How about a little something?
No,
how do they know? What if I turn an ankle on the way down the stairs tomorrow at 6:45 in the morning?
Then you sit down and
go back up.
Just sit down and listen.
I mean, turn it, leaving the house. It's icy. It's icy.
I don't know.
Winter time.
Then you call and reschedule.
Call and reschedule?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my whole thing, Drew. Drew's been telling me how miserable this jury duty is for the last 5 commercial breaks. And I got to be downtown at 7:45. I'm at the point where I practically have a warrant out for me because I've been goosing this along for 5 years. And then it's like, well, if I don't go, there's a possible, like, I don't know, $750 fine or something like that. Drew says it's worth it at five times that price.
Yes.
All right. Just made my decision. Not going. That's it. Sleep
that, that's tomorrow. Truly all it is, just a fine? Take the fine.
Well, what are they going to do? Send me to jail?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's contempt.
Still be good radio if I went to the joint, put an ISDN line in the joint.
Be fine.
Two from the joint.
That'd be good.
All right. Then yeah, junior.
She did a little
junior,
jumping jack.
Yeah, she said, yeah, go in the joint. Yeah.
Adam in jail, yay. Yeah.
See how your acerbic wit goes over in the joint. Guess it's me being locked into the joint.
Levy or Levi?
Levi?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
About 6 months ago, I met this really nice girl on the internet, and she's 32. And she's married, and she's got two kids. One's 10, one's 11. Mm-hmm. And her and her husband are getting a divorce, mm-hmm. and we just started talking, and
sure.
we really, I guess you could say we hit it off.
Sure.
Where does she live?
Ponca City. She lives about 3 hours from me.
She's out in Ponca?
Yeah.
Okay. What do they got? They got an Indian casino out there?
Yeah, I think. Like Creek or something like that. Pawnee. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's good gambling if you like the Texas Hold'em and the Pie Gal. Of course, it would be morally wrong if they let him just play blackjack.
21.
That was clearly wrong. Yeah. Keno.
Coercive.
And Pie Gal. You understand morally where that's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
It's totally different. Okay, so...
Can't judge.
You can't judge. Levi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is that... and it was her ex-husband, bad guy?
According to her.
According to her, and I know him.
You do?
He's an okay guy, but I mean...
How does he know this guy?
He's 34.
How do you know him?
She said she's 30. He's 34.
Oh, that's how you know.
Mm-hmm. I met him through her. And
Because he has to deal with the kids.
Yeah, that's the only reason they're together is because the kids.
Oh.
Yeah. They got married because of the kids.
Are you her girlfriend? His boyfriend? Okay,
hold on. When they started dating, someone just dropped off a couple of kids.
No,
they got married. Yeah,
they got married because she got pregnant.
Yeah. Okay. We asked a question about an hour ago, which is, what does she say about him? Does she say he's a bad guy?
No, she doesn't really say he's a bad guy. She doesn't really love him anymore. I mean, she does because she spent the last 16 years with him.
Right. Okay.
But
they got married when they were young.
Yeah.
And now they're still together because of the kids, yet you met the guy. How does this work?
He really doesn't know that I'm interested in her or anything like that. I mean, I've only met him like 4 or 5 different times, and I've been over to the house and I've seen the way he treats her. And
how does he? She introduce you? Here's my 19-year-old ward.
No, I used to work. She says that I used to work with her, and I lost my job and lost my house because I didn't have a job, and that I'm staying with a couple of friends, and I just come over and visit her because I'm friends with her from work.
I see.
And are you guys having a sexual relationship?
We have.
Oh, boy.
Last weekend just passed.
Where? In her house?
My house.
Uh-huh.
Think a little bit of an age difference there with her 32 with kids?
13 years.
Isn't that a little bit too much?
Well, but you gotta look at it this way. I think Levi's thinking, 8 years he'll be able to nail the 10-year-old.
Ugh.
You know? I mean, man's got a plan for his future.
She's got two boys.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
I don't swing that way, man.
Well, give it a few years and Look, let's not judge. We can't judge. Here's the point, Levi. Let me explain something. This is what we call a white trash move here. There's trouble. You know when you watch those late night TV and they do this like those true detective stories, and it turns out somebody got shot. You're the guy who got shot.
Right.
I'm the guy that got shot.
Yeah, the husband will shoot you. She's just looking for a little distraction. She's had a long marriage with a guy her age.
Right.
And she's going to go for a young guy just to sort of get some distraction, not because she wants a relationship.
It's very difficult Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You called the show because you want our collective wisdom, our advice. We've been around the block a few times. We've talked to many people. There's a lot of education, a lot of street smarts between us, and a lot of failed relationships. We are telling you, without any hesitation,
this is a disaster.
This is a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Literally dangerous, and this is exactly how most 19-year-olds who get shot get shot.
Other than the drug deal. If it's not a drug deal, it's this.
There's kids involved. There's a screwed-up chick who's looking for a life preserver involved. There's all the makings of a disaster here. You're 19. Find a nice 18-year-old who doesn't have any baggage and wants to go out and have some kicks for a few years before she gets married and start dating her. Take her down to the lake and do a little skinny dipping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is going to be a bad situation.
All right.
19 years old.
All right. Let's, who's been on hold for the longest, Drew?
We got to go to break.
Who? Who, I ask you?
There you go.
98 minutes. Talk about it. A disaster. Carrie.
Yes?
You're 21. You just got an abusive relationship.
Hey, guys.
Hey, baby doll. And now Drew abused you more by putting you on hold for 98 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you're going to trial?
Yes, I am going. Well, it's actually pending right now.
With the abusive guy?
I just got out of an abusive relationship. What happened was, I ended up meeting some guy I really was interested in him, and he was.
All right, hold on. Now we're out of time.
Oh, you are?
Well, now hold on a second,
okay.
Honey child. Hold on. Hold on, baby. Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to work it out so we speak to you first tomorrow night.
Oh, you are?
And for a long time.
Okay.
Like maybe the first hour and a half.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. And look, don't hang up on her, Brian. Get her phone number. We'll do something.
Call her back tomorrow.
Been on hold for an hour and a half. Over an hour and a half. We'll get her on.
No!
Yeah. She was abused, though. I can hear it in her voice. Hear that weird seduction thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be right back. Give it an 8, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, you've helped me make my mind up.
About the courtroom, huh?
Yeah.
I just want to unleash you on that room, and I would love your thoughts about it.
I do, too. And I realize it would be grist for my mill, but the real deal breaker is the downtown, the parking, and the 7:45 call time, because there's one kind of misery that I just have not been able to get past, and that's the 2 a.m., go to bed, and the 6:50 alarm going off. It just kills me.
Yeah.
All right. Not doing it. You're right, Drew. Right. Take your advice. Right. And it's worth whatever it is. I'm literally a millionaire.
Literally.
I'm buying my way out of trouble. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Yes, I have performed fellatio on said boyfriend.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.